Thank you, and hello, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you for the Good Stuff program. We invite you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. That's our home stomping grounds. But the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas. If you go to visitvalentine.com or .org, you'll find a list of 50 things to do. And the summer is moving right along, so you better get started on that. A trip down the scenic river, maybe a little sailboating out on Merritt Reservoir, or many of the other things, historical sites around the area as well. Museums, the Bowery and Ranch, and more. And of course, the Nebraska Star Party coming up at the end of July. Once again, you can find out more at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk TSLN. That's Tri-State Livestock News. You'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's a cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at TSLN or in print.
I have something from Rod Nichols to share today about a friend of his called Miss Lett, I believe is her name.
Okay.
Coffee by the cup, it says. I like my cup of coffee, boys. It pleasures me to no end. At breakfast, lunch, and supper time, there ain't no better blend. But when it comes to real romance, there's two that's going steady. I'm talking about the coffee bean and my best friend, Miss Lett. It's coffee in the morning, boys, at brunch and in between, and coffee in the afternoon, it's part of her routine. It's coffee after supper time and before she hits the hay. If measured by the cup, I'd guess a gallon every day. And when she comes a-callin', boys, before she'll sing a song, first question as she hits the door, you folks got coffee on? A road trip, when she's at the wheel, is distance between each cup. For every 40 minutes, son, she'll stop to coffee up. I'd like to be at Heaven's Gate when the Lett meets the Lord and see the look upon his face at, where's the coffee, pard? I don't believe that she'd likely stay unless they had a pot. Of course, they do, and special ways of keeping it real hot. For when it comes to real romance, there's two that's going steady. I'm talking about the coffee bean and my best friend, Miss Lett. That was from Rod Nichols in 2006. Thanks for sharing that, Rod.
Oh, he always makes me smile. Okay, I know we're past Father's Day, but we can still celebrate him, right?
Sure.
Well, these dads take their duties very seriously. You know, we don't think often about the dads in the animal kingdom. They don't hang around, certainly, for Father's Day kudos. So the World Wildlife Fund has singled out some that go to unusual lengths to take care of their young. For example, seahorses. These fellas receive eggs from females into a stomach pouch. After almost 2 weeks, dad essentially gives birth. And hip pocket frogs, do you know what they are?
No.
I don't either, but I'm intrigued. I like that name, hip pocket. Anyway, a frog egg starts to hatch. Males secrete a substance that appears to break down the egg covering. Father then takes the tadpoles into pouches on his legs where they develop for several weeks before hopping away. I guess that's kind of like their hip pocket.
I guess so.
Yeah, giant water bugs. This is intriguing. Females lay about 100 eggs on the male's back and release a substance to make them stick. Dad carries them for about 2 weeks, and they hatch and hang on for a while longer.
I have a water bug story I'll tell later on
really?
Sometime.
Well, yeah. Okay. Don't forget to do that. You said you would. Emperor penguins. I think a lot of us know about emperor penguins. Females lay a single egg and head out to sea in search of food as Papa Penguin incubates the egg between the tops of his feet and his belly for 9 weeks. When the egg hatches, parents take turns caring and feeding. And the last one, stickleback fish. Not sure I've ever heard of them either. Males construct a home in sandy, shallow water. After the female lays eggs, father kicks her out and guards the nest. When the eggs hatch, mom strays back to the nest. I thought those were interesting fathers that we should honor as well. Okay, Mike, let's just do some kind of quotes or interesting facts. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, live your life on your terms. Determine what your life is on your own terms and achieve it by your own rules. Build a life you'll be proud of.
When you don't know, don't speak as if you do. If you don't know, simply don't speak.
Ooh, that's solid, isn't it?
That's some good advice for you to wrap up the program today. Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.